If I told you I was selling my house and I got 70 groups through and over 10 offers in 2 weeks, I assume you'd say that's a great outcome. Who is your real estate agent? But what if I didn't use one? I did it all myself, no commission to pay, no marketing bill, no charges for photographers, advertising, layout, artistic display, or anything like that. ABC Radio producer Jennifer Leake has been looking into what it takes to sell a house without a real estate agent.
Hello, Rob speaking.
Hi, Philip. It's Jennifer calling from across the road.
Oh, hi, yeah.
How are you? I'm just out front of your house at the moment.
Okay, yeah, I'll come up now.
Okay, great. Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Okay.
I have an aversion to paying somebody else to do something I can do myself.
Philip lives on Brisbane's south side in a suburb around 4Ks from the city. He's at the end of the process of selling his house without an agent.
There's actually three costs. There's marketing, then there's their commission, and then there's the cost of them selling your house too cheaply.
Why would a real estate agent sell your house? I mean, isn't it always in their best interest to get the best price, or?
No, it's not. It's in the seller's interest to get the best price, but all the agent wants to do is sell the house, because he might make an effort to get another $50,000, but that only means a few extra $100 for him. He doesn't care about that because he's already getting $15,000, $20,000. So he just wants to sell the house at any price. They do three things. They put an ad in websites. I can do that. You can do that. They show the house to the potential buyers. I can do that, and so can you. And then they negotiate a price. I can do that, and you can do that too.
So let's talk a bit about your advertising, because I live across the road from you, and I noticed a couple of weeks ago there's a very casual yellow sign out front of your house that just says for sale. No other information, just a handwritten mobile number.
Well, I did three things. I first contacted those people who had years ago expressed interest in the house, because I knew that my dad was going to pass away one day. And the second thing I did was to put out the two signs, one at the front, one at the back. And the other thing was to advertise in websites, real estate websites. And you can't do that yourself. You've got to go through a mob that has access to those.
Because you need a vendor's license number or something to lodge on the website, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So there was one website I could advertise on myself, but that was not successful at all.
How much money did you spend on the signs you put out front of your house?
The signs were just over $18 each from a certain large hardware store.
Okay, so far under $50 for the signage. Mm. Okay, cool. Now, what about the money you spent getting someone to post it on realestate.com?
If you look online, some people do it for $249. Others do exactly the same thing for $700. That's silly, of course, so I paid $249.
Okay, so far under $300 for all advertising costs.
Oh, plus that other website that wasn't successful, which was about $40. So it's a bit over $300.
It's pretty good. What about photos? Because real estate photos can be very glossy and all the lighting is perfect. What did you do about that?
Well, one of these books I read warned that these professional house photographers take photos that are unrealistic. And so people walk into the house already upset and angry and misled. So that's not a very good starting point. So I took the photos, and they were just photos that captured the character of the house.
Okay, so yeah, you posted on a couple of the big websites, you start seeing a lot of interest. What happened next?
It was midday on a Monday, 2 weeks ago, that it hit the websites, and life just went mental. Just constant emails, phone calls, and for the next 2 weeks, I was booking people in, you know, every half hour. To come and see the place.
As part of his research, Philip relied on a couple of books. One of them was by independent real estate analyst Terry Ryder.
I think probably the biggest single reason that most people appoint an agent is that they're a little bit intimidated or fearful of the negotiating process. They don't know how to negotiate or aren't comfortable to do that. There are some basic principles of negotiation that are useful to know, and there's plenty of good books out there on the subject of negotiation, but I think that's the thing that people need to think about the most in terms of understanding the other party's position, what might be motivating them, and also to have a realistic attitude and be seeking to arrive at a win-win situation, a deal that works for you as the seller but also is good for the buyer.
Mm. I suppose you've got to get a really good handle on conditions of sale and understanding the detail of the offer someone's making, like settlement, all that kind of stuff.
You can handle that very easily by speaking to a good real estate lawyer. I mean, one of the motivations for selling a property privately, not using an agent, is you can save a big lump of money through not having to pay the agent's commission. But I don't think you should skimp on the legal side of it. You should be prepared to spend a decent sum of money on getting good legal advice to make sure you've got that aspect really well covered, because you don't want to get into the trouble by doing something that infringes the law in some way.
You know, the Brisbane property market is, it's hot at the moment, so it's good timing, potentially.
I think it's viable for the owner of a property to sell their own property without an agent at any time, but I think it's actually a very good time to be doing it right now, because the Brisbane market, as with elsewhere in Australia, is particularly strong at the moment. There are more buyers than sellers. Properties are selling very quickly and for very good prices. So it's a very opportune time to be doing it. You've just got to be market savvy and understand what true market values are. I think the biggest risk for vendors at the moment is they'll undersell their property, not understanding just how strong the market is and how good a price they could potentially get for their property.
Historically, there's always been a small percentage of people in the community who are prepared to go down the do-it-yourself path. It's a fairly minor number, and I think that's because most people recognise the significance of it.
Antonia Mercarella is from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland. She says most people just don't have the confidence to go it alone.
It's not the kind of transaction that is an easy transaction. There's a lot involved in it. It's difficult to see how someone could sell their own property and understand how to manage all various aspects that a transaction like that will encompass.
What about the level of trust we have in real estate agents?
Yeah.
Is that a bit of a problem?
It's a fair question. It's something we talk about. There's no doubt that historically and still to some extent, there are some community perceptions about real estate practitioners, and unfortunately they're not always positive. I've got to tell you, I've been working with real estate practitioners for close to 20 years now. They're some of the hardest working people you'll find in our community, and I think some of it is that it's not always understood what they do. I think unfortunately we tend to focus on a select few who perhaps some don't always convey the right impression.
What response did you get from people when they came and checked out the house and found out you were doing it without an agent?
The vast majority of people think that's just absolutely sensational, because more than 90% of people in Australia, according to these books, don't trust real estate agents. They like the idea that an agent is out of the picture, and they like the fact that I can give them history of the house. You know, I don't just show them the present features. I tell them things like my father bought it from my uncle in 1965. Oh, nice. And that little piece of information just sort of somehow touches people's hearts. You know, an agent may not say those things.